So we're gonna do a review of what we did last week. Last week we talked about using ice cubes on Shabbos. I'm gonna give out the source sheets from last week because using the ice cubes, we're gonna have to take the opinions that we saw last week and then apply them to what we're gonna talk about today, which is making ice cubes on Shabbos. Can you put water into the freezer to make ice cubes on Shabbos? Big question. What I found particularly interesting is that this is really only a question of the last 100 years or so. And we'll have seen. I didn't even quote everybody, but I don't know. I think every single major posek in the last 50 years has some type of tshuva on really? Making ice cubes on Shabbos. Wow. Every single one in the source sheet today. I don't know. Maybe we have seven something, and I didn't put all of them in. And there's a list in the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos. That's where I came across this. He has a list of all the tshuvas. Some of them have multiple tshuvas on the subject. Very, very interesting subject that has come up in the recent generations of making ice cubes on Shabbos. So what we're going to do now is, everybody has last week's short source sheet, making ice cubes on Shabbos. We're just going to do a review outside. I just have to get all my, I have a lot of papers in front of me now. We're going to do a review, not looking inside, we're going to do a review outside, and then we're going to jump to our source sheet. Actually, I'll just give out ours this week's also. This is called Making Ice Cubes on Shabbos, because I just want to jump into there for a second in the beginning, while we're doing a review, to do something we didn't see last week. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Aleph Amud Bet, says that Rebbe said you can't crush snow on Shabbos or crush ice on Shabbos so that the water comes out, but you could put it into a cup or some water so that it comes out on its own. So the question was, why can't you crush ice on Shabbos? And last week we saw that there was three separate opinions. There really might be two separate opinions. Rashi, and Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, from last week, this was Rashi and Soros too. He says Mishum Dekamolid B'Shabbos because Shabore Hamayim Eilu. It's as if you're creating something on Shabbos because you're creating water. Before there was snow, now there's water. And if you do it B'Yadayim, if you actively do something with your hands, you're changing the substance of it. You're creating something on Shabbos. The poskim here, we didn't talk about this, and last week we're not going to really talk about it this week, is, okay, so what? Why is there a problem to create something on Shabbos in the first place? That itself is a big machlokes. Maybe it's makah v'patish, maybe it's boneh, right? Why is just changing a form of something, why is creating something that didn't exist from beforehand an isser exactly, that we're not going to talk about? But Rashi says it's molid, you're creating water from the snow, that's why you can't actively do it, but passively you didn't do anything. You just put it out and it did it on its own, put it into the sun, whatever the case may be, that would be fine. The Rashba, we're going to do this a bit out of order. The Rashba says that the whole problem of squeezing out ice on Shabbos to turn it into water, crushing it or anything like that, is because it's similar to Shechita, which was our topic, right? Shechita is crushing fruit, right, so that the juice comes out. So here you're crushing snow so that the water comes out. It's not exactly shechita, because right, you're changing the form. You're not extracting one thing from the other, but it's similar enough to shechita in that both involve compressing, pushing, crushing so that a liquid comes out. And based on that, the Rabbanan, right, this is only also the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan come and say, don't crush snow on Shabbos because it's similar enough to shechita, to crushing fruit, that actually may be usher fruit, right? It was a few weeks ago. It could be usher d'oraisa. Definitely, grapes and olives are usher d'oraisa. Other things are usher d'rabbanan. And if it's very common, there's some rishonim and acharim say that those things might be usher d'oraisa too. Crushing fruit is possibly usher d'oraisa. So we're going to say don't crush the snow either into ice. That's second opinion that we did last week. The third opinion is the Sefer Truma. This was from source 3, where he said it's similar to nolad, which is a muktza issue, right? It's similar to, you didn't have something, you created something that wasn't here before Shabbos, and therefore it's muktza because it wasn't around before Shabbos, right? In order to use something on Shabbos, the general rule is it has to have been there before Shabbos started. If it came to be on Shabbos, we would probably consider that to be muktza. We'll talk about that in a few months from now, but but well, it's probably mukta, and that's what, and that's why it's asur to crush snow, because you're changing it into the water and creating water, and that's mukta. So then we had a big discussion that we saw also about what exactly the Sefer Truma was saying. Is he saying that it's really a mukta consideration, or is he really saying the same thing as Rashi, just that it's molid, that you're changing you're creating something, but the thing is not necessarily mukta. So this is all what we saw. We saw all this last week. If we take a look to our new source sheet from this week, just at this point in time, before we go back to last week's, if we take a look at source one, last week we mentioned this, but I thought it's worthwhile to see inside the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in the making ice cubes on Shabbos, this week's source sheet. Do you you have everybody has? The Rambam says, Mifarek chayev mishum dash. So mifarek, extracting something, is chayev mishum dash, from threshing. If you squeeze olives and grapes, you're chayev for mifarek, for extracting. So therefore, lefichach asur lischo tutim v'rimonim holim miksas b'nei adam sochtein otam kzeitim v'anavim. You can't even crush berries or pomegranates. We saw this Rambam in anyway a few weeks ago. We're not going to see the whole thing inside. But in halacha yud gimel, now what does the Rambam say? Kvashin ushlakot shesacht. So something that was pickled or some cooked vegetables that had absorbed water, im l'rachech gufan mutar v'im l'hotzi me'mehan aser. If you want to improve the pickled thing, it's mutar. But if you want a purpose for the water, if you're squeezing out the pickle so that you could dip your challah into the juice, that's aser. And we talked about that also a few weeks ago, right? Depends if you want the liquid or not. But now Rambam says ein meraskin et hashelek shayazovu me'mav. You cannot crush snow so that the water flows out. But you can do it into a plate or into a cup, put the ice cubes into the cup. So now, what's the problem for changing the ice into the snow for the Rambam? He doesn't tell us. The Rambam doesn't exactly tell us what the problem is. But if you look at where he placed the halacha, he put it in a halacha about schita. Everything the Rambam had in Halacha Yud Bet was about schita, squeezing berries, and Halacha Yud Gimel about squeezing pickled or squeezing vegetables that had been cooked and out of water, absorbed them. So the Magi Mishnah says, in fact, he says this. The Magi Mishnah says that the Ramban and the Rashba say the reason you can't crush snow is for schita. It looks like it's similar to squeezing the liquid out. And from the fact that the Rambam put this Halacha, don't squeeze the snow, into everything about schita, tells us that the Rambam would agree. Okay, so this was something that we had mentioned last week. It's a bit less clear, but it seems from the Rambam's placement that the Rambam also thought the problem here was a schita problem. Okay, now, just to finish our quick review from last week, and now we're going to then jump into the question this week about making ice cubes on Shabbos. Last week we saw that the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Sefer HaTruma. It's not clear if the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the problem with squeezing ice is schita, or that the problem is Rashi, that you're creating water. But it was very clear from the Shulchan Aruch that you could take ice, put it into a cup, put it outside, you want the water, you put it in the sun is going to melt the ice, and the water is drinkable. Very clear from the Shulchan Aruch that that's allowed. But the Mishnah Brewer there tells us that we should take a look at the Ramah in Siman Shin Yud Chet, by Bishul, where the Rama says we should not put the congealed fat that's a solid, we should not put it near the fire, in a place that is not Yatzoledebo, just that it's warmer. We should not put it there because it would be usher for to eat the fat if it melts. I said that outside. Let's see that inside. In last week's source sheet, if I could find it, the Shulchan Aruch from last week's source sheet in source 8, the Ramah in source 9 says v'nagul hachmir. He doesn't say it's asr. Sorry, I take that back. He says v'nagul hachmir. The minhag is to be machmir in the case where you take a solid and it melts into a liquid. The Ramah says to be machmir. Based on this, right, the Mishnah Brura in our case says that you should not take ice and put it into a cup and put it outside or do something active to let it melt, because we're going to be machmir for the Ramah, who says we're going to follow the Ramah, who says it should be machmir when a solid melts into a liquid. just like in the case where the fat, the congealed fat, melted into like a gravy or something like that. The Rambam said we should be machmir not to do that. We should be machmir not to take ice and put it outside if it happened on its own. Right? Everybody agrees. This is what we said last week. Everybody agrees if you put the ice into the cup and it melts, that's okay. And everybody agrees that if you crush it with your hands, right, crush it up, do something to crush it, it's not okay. The question is whether it's not okay. The question is when it happens on its own. That's the question from last week. If it happens on its own, is it okay? The Shulchan Aruch says yes. The Ramah would say if there's a tzorech, then it's okay. Right? So tzorech like, you run out of water, you need water, something like that. You're in a place where you need to filter your water and it's not whatever the case is, you have to boil your water first and the only boiled water that you have left in your house is the ice cubes in the freezer and you're thirsty and you want to drink, so fine. So if there's a tzorech, take it out of the freezer and you can use it. But if there's no tzorech, you shouldn't just take out the ice cubes to have them melt and to drink it. We saw that the Shevet Alevi last week said that you could, in fact, take the water bottle from your freezer and take it, because he didn't really think that there was anything active at all in that, and maybe you're just removing the freezing element, which isn't at all the same thing of putting it near the fire like the Rama said you shouldn't do. All you're doing is removing something. So he said that it was okay. Maybe not everybody would agree with him, but that was really last week's shiur. Now we're going to come to this week's shiur. The question is, can we make ice cubes on Shabbos? So our starting point is going to have to be, well, what was the problem with melting ice cubes on Shabbos? Because we're going to have to see if there was a problem with melting them, and if there was a problem with, and if there was a problem with melting them, what's that problem, and does the problem apply to making them? That's going to be our question.
We're doing the reverse.
We're going to see the opinions that involved by melting it and whether they apply. So already we're going to know that according to most of the Rishonim, we'll see this inside in a second, but according to most of the Rishonim, everybody who says that the problem is schita, right, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, everybody who says the problem with melting ice cubes is schita are going to tell you, no, there's no schita at all. It's the opposite. You're freezing it. Yeah. Schita is when you're extracting. You're getting the liquid to come out. Here, you're getting the liquid to all stay together. So it's going to be very clear for all those Rishonim, it would be 100% okay to make ice cubes on Shabbos. No problem. If they basically were saying if they agreed that there's no issue of creating of molid when it melts, there would be no issue of molid of creating changing substances when it freezes. That's what they're going to say. So the question is going to then, we're going to see this in a second, but for now let's take a look in source 3 in this week's source sheet. We take a look at source 3 from Rav Rimon. He had a short piece that he wrote about making ice cubes. Question: is one allowed to put water in the freezer so that it will turn into ice? Answer: this is apparently a function of the argument of the Rishonim, which we have seen. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, it is clear that the matter is permissible because this is not comparable to squeezing produce. It's the opposite, right? That's what we just said. It's the opposite of squeezing produce. And there's no prohibition of nolad. According to the Sefer HaTruma, now, what about the Sefer HaTruma? There is good reason to forbid this because of nolad. If the Sefer HaTruma is concerned of something that was frozen and melting into liquid, he's going to be concerned about something that was liquid and melt and then turning into a solid. Since the action causes a new creation of ice, if this was the end of the shiur, our conclusion would be, like he says, he continues, he has more also on this, but as such, this would be permissible for Sephardic Jews, right? The Shulchan Aruch, who says that there was no problem of nolad here, he would say that it's okay to make ice cubes, while for Ashkenazic Jews, one would only be able to allow it when there's a need, just like the Rama said, by the ice melting. If there's a need for the ice to melt, then you could use it. So too here, if there's a need for your ice cubes, then you can make them. If there's no need for your ice cubes, then you can't make them.
Sorry, Nolad is again?
Nolad is molid is creating something actively. Nolad is something that was created. Nolad. There's two separate. Molid, I guess MOLID, is the act of you creating something. You're changing the form of it. I shouldn't say changing the form because that's already assuming. You're taking something that wasn't here and make. You're creating something when there wasn't something there beforehand.
Right. Okay.
NOLAD, NOLAD, is is the object. This object was created. The object was created. Not you created it, but the object was created. And that's a subset of muktza. So molid is you created something. Nolad is muktza. Like we can call it that. Okay.
I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
What about making frozen ice cream, so frozen pops?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to say, hold off your question until we get to the end of the shiur. Hold off.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You take the ice pops and put it in the freezer to get cold. Yeah. A good question. Okay. Good question. We'll hold off on that until the end of the shiur. So, basically, what we're saying now is if there's a Ashkenazi, for Sephardim, it would always be mutter to put something to the freezer. I was wondering as I was at, earlier this morning about ice packs. Right, an ice pack is something that you're not using it for ice cubes. So it would be clear for the Shulchan Aruch, you can put water in for ice cubes. You can put it for anything because there's never going to be a problem for freezing for the Ashkenazim. Just up till now, there's a lot more to talk about here. But up till now, the ice pack, we would have to say the same thing. Ice cubes, if you need them. The ice pack, if there's a tzorech, if you take an ice pack to put on yourself or one of your kids or grandkids, and you have two others in the freezer. It's likely that, as of now, the conclusion is going to be, and it's probably going to be our conclusion in the end too, is be, unless it's going to, you're going to break or there's, you know, something like that where you're not going to be able to ever use it again if you don't put it back in the freezer, don't put it back into the freezer. That I think would be the conclusion up till now, because Ashkenazim, we are machmir about changing the state. But mazut. The Ashkenazim are going to be more machmir in this. Okay, fine.
One could also say that the process of melting from ice to water, you said there's the appearance of changing form. It's a visual phenomenon.
Okay.
But the reverse, I would think, is less so even.
Why? Of ice?
Because it's more obvious
of water to ice
melting than when it's freezing.
Yeah.
You don't watch something freeze. The result is that it's going to be frozen. But you can see something melting.
What you're saying is that melting happens very, very quickly, but freezing it takes a there's a long time before something freezes.
I'm saying it's less apparent.
Because it takes a long time. Because it takes a long time.
Not necessarily because of time. It's just less apparent. You don't see. You don't watch it freeze. You can't.
Yeah, but what if you had a see-through door in your freezer?
You
wouldn't see it freeze.
You can see something melting because you see it's, the liquid is collecting. You can see it's dripping.
Okay, that's it. But you don't. You know. You see, like it freezes on the top. You see? I feel like you do. I don't know. Interesting. Because maybe it could be. I'm not sure that's going to necessarily play out in halacha. But yeah, okay. Interesting. I don't know. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? What do you see? You see it freezing, or you don't see it freezing?
When you see it melting, it's an icicle. If you're outside and you're in the area where there's a lot of snow and ice, and you see the icicles being
you torn, see it. So you're saying you see it sometimes. Okay, fine. So I don't know. But what we're gonna see is that it could very well be that because it takes a long time for something to freeze, that might play a factor in whether it's allowed or not. Okay, so now to really begin, right? It's already very late. To really begin this whole topic, the Dovev Meisharim in source four. The Dovev Meisharim, he lived from 1881 to 1965. He was the chief rav of Chabin, Poland. I don't know if I said that right. And he came to Israel after World War II. He came to Israel and he was one of the Gedolim in Israel till he passed away in 1965. So he had this tshuva. So I don't think we're going to get to see a lot of the sources inside here, but in his tshuva, they asked him a question. The question was about a city where most of the people were non-Jews, and somebody was making ice, and they were selling ice. I think that's really the tshuva. They were selling, they were making it on Shabbos and selling it. That's what they were doing. They were non-Jews, so there's no problem. They can make ice on Shabbos, and they were selling it. So the question was, could Jews, I don't know if they were getting it, if they were getting it from him and maybe paying later, or they were just going to put their stuff into these big ice freezers that the person had that had his ice in, whatever the case, I don't know exactly what the case was, but the question to him was, well, can we do this? Can we, or maybe they were taking some of the ice cubes, can we take these ice cubes that they made on Shabbos and can we use them? So there's going to be two issues here. One of the issues we're not talking about is work that was done on Shabbos, work that was done by a non-Jew on Shabbos for a Jewish person. Either part of the question assumes that because most of the people in the city were non-Jewish, this was not work that was done for a Jew. This was just work done because they know that the non-Jews needed to go buy ice. And so they made a lot of ice, and they didn't have any intention of giving it to any of the Jewish people. So, but the second question was, what about making ice on Shabbos? Is that allowed or not? So the Dovev Meisharim first starts off by telling us in the first paragraph here, he says that what we said up till now, that maybe this could be how we played out the Rishonim for the Ramban, for the Rambam, for the Rashba. Then there would not be a problem of making ice cubes on Shabbos, because for them the whole issue was schita. There's no issue of schita when you freeze something. Schita is only when you're crushing something. And for the Sefer HaTruma, then it could be a problem. This is what he starts off by saying. But then he says, but I don't think this is true. And what we're going to have now is from the tshuvas here, we're going to have a number of the achronim here, all trying to suggest why either everybody thinks you could or everybody thinks you can't, right? We just said the most simple way of understanding it is that the ones who say that the issue is schita say you could freeze it, and the ones who say the issue is molid or is nolad say you can't. And now we're going to have a whole list of the more contemporary achronim who all were alive till not very long ago. Most of the people we're going to quote in this year passed away only in the last 5 or 10 years. But most of them are going to try to suggest that everybody's going to agree one way or the other. So the first one who does this is Dovi Meisharim. The Dovi Meisharim says that for the Ramban, and if we're going to skip to the last paragraph here, where he basically compares the issue to Tumah and Tahara, actually. It's very complicated, to things that are pure and impure. And what he says is the Ramban only allows you to use to use snow that melted into water, because when you were crushing when you took the ice to use it, it was very clear to you that your function was to use it as a liquid, and because of very complicated laws of purity and impurity, when the thing was a solid that you intended to use as a liquid, it has the status of a liquid. Therefore, this is very complicated. Therefore, the Ramban, who allows you to crush ice into water, that's only because the ice itself has the status of a liquid right now. Because, from a pure and impure perspective, from a Tumah and Tahara perspective. But, says the Dovev Meisharim, when you take a liquid and turn it into a solid, what you're doing is you're saying you don't want it to be a liquid anymore. You're changing the Tumah Tahara status of it from a liquid to a solid. And that is how he defines Nolad. And for him, even the Ramban would say you cannot make ice cubes on Shabbos. The Ramban, who normally says Schita is the reason that you can't melt it, that you can't melt it, he agrees that there's no issue of nola there, of muksa, of creating the water, because the ice in its solid state is considered to be liquid because you're intending on using it. But when you put something and take it into the freezer, you're showing that you're not intending on using it. It's not a liquid for you. You're changing its status from a liquid to a solid, and that for the Ramban, even the Ramban would agree, is nola. So this was complicated. This was the starting point, really, for this question, is the Dovev Meisharim. Almost every single person after this is going to have to talk about this Dovev Meisharim. He's one of the first ones on the issue. And he says, everybody would agree, you cannot make an ice cube on Shabbos. Okay. Wow. Around the same time as the Dovev Meisharim, in source 5, was the Shut Mahar Shag, Rav Shlomo Greenfield, who was also one of the leading rabbis in Hungary, who died in 1930. He apparently, they either asked, I don't know the facts, either they asked him the very, very same question, or he had seen, they lived around the same time. They asked him the same question, or he had already seen the tshuva of the Dovev Meisharim, and he was giving his two cents on this. And he does not like this. He tells us, first of all, like we said, first of all, if we assume the issue is schita, then no problem. Of course you could freeze ice cubes. And then he says, second of all, even if, and we're going to see this elaborated on in some of the other Achronim, even if we assume, like the Sefer HaTruma, that the issue is nolad, he says, you're not doing anything when you put water into a freezer. You didn't do anything to make a change. What, that's going to be relevant also. We'll see from some of the later tshuvos. But he says, all you're doing, and I put this in the part that I underlined here, in the second part that's underlined here, in source 5, it says, Mutter lekare, hachanami mutter lekare ha'avir, kedesh ha'avir ha'kar, yak bi'at amayim v'itavim mimino karach. What you're doing is, you're putting something into a location that has cold air near it, and the cold air is then going to cause the thing to freeze, but you didn't do anything actively. You didn't do anything to make the ice cubes. It's too far removed. So he says, he doesn't understand why it should be usur. Then he says, the Gemara never says that this is really usur. And the last part of the underline says, v'ha'ikar nir li she'ein lanu lehosif l'chadish isurim chadashim shelo nimtzu b'talmud. We shouldn't be adding isurim. If the Gemara never said it was usur to turn something into ice, why would we come along and say that it's usur to turn something into ice? So the Maharshag, who lived at the same time as the Dovei Meshar, in source 4 said, usur to make ice cubes for everybody. The Maharshag says, Mutter, why should it be Asur? The Gemara never said that it was Asur. And if it's the reason is Schita, if the reason for melting it is Schita, then that doesn't apply to freezing it. And it's so far removed from you that you didn't do anything biyadayim anyway. You didn't do anything actively. He says, I think it's Mutter. These are the two starting points here for the making ice cubes on Shabbos. One who says that it's Asur, one who says that it's Mutter. So if we look in the next tshuva that we have here, the tshuva of the Shut Bitzel HaChachman, source 6, this is Rav Bitzel Stern, who was Nifter in 1988, I believe. So he...
Where was he?
He was a Rav somewhere, maybe in the greater Czechoslovakia area, I believe, unless I'm confused. I'm pretty sure. Then after the war, he went to a few, he was the chief rabbi of a few, maybe in Vienna and in a few other either cities or countries. Then he came to Israel for the last, I don't know how many years, maybe 15 years, I think, around. He came to Yerushalayim and he was learning. So he wrote his tshuva, where he says the opposite of the Dovev Meshar. The Dovev Meshar said, even the Ramban would agree that it's usur to make ice cubes. And now the Vesel HaChachma tells us, I think even the Sefer HaTruma would agree that it's allowed to make ice cubes. Right? It's allowed to make ice cubes. So why? So he says that, and I think that this is interesting because he's kind of taking the same svara as the Dovev Mesharim and just playing it out further. The Dovev Mesharim said, why is it usur? Because what you're doing is you're changing it from a liquid to a solid, right? You're changing it from a liquid to a solid. You're changing the tumah and tahara status of it. Therefore, it's usur. So the Bitzel HaChachma says, hold on a second. If you put it in the freezer with the intent that you're going to use it, which is why we make ice cubes, then even when it becomes a solid, it would still have the characteristics of being a liquid under the laws of tumah and tahara. If so, you didn't do anything. You didn't change the status of it. It was a liquid. It was the halachic status of it. It was a liquid beforehand, like this. But even in its frozen state, it's a liquid because you're going to take it out and put it into your drink and use it to drink. So even though we're not gonna do his whole paragraph in here, but he says that because you're going to drink it, it always retains the status as being a liquid. And then there was no change to it. There's no issue of nolad if something was a liquid and it's still a liquid, according to halacha. Right? According to the way we would describe it, we would say, well, it's a liquid and then an ice cube. Maybe we should just use those terms. If it's a liquid and now it's an ice cube, there's no halachic change because both have the status of a liquid because you intended to use the ice cubes as a liquid, as a drink. Okay. Yeah. Confusion. Yeah. Okay.
Confusion.
You're not using it. That's not the total drink. That's
But you're using it as a drink. You're not just using
you're
it.
You're drinking the ice cube. You're but you're the drink that's round it.
But yeah, but we. But it's melting into it. It's melting into it. You're intending to use it.
It's all part of water.
Yeah, it's you're a
percentage of how many then, ice cubes I suppose.
Or okay. is it your intent?
It's 100% your intent. It's 100% your intent because, but intention only matters for really for things that are way beyond this year for tum and tara for changing for these are and the, everybody's quoting Mishnayos from taros right. Your intention for some things your intention matters for tum and tara. For a food for something that's very clear one way or the other your intention doesn't matter. For something that's a middle ground in tum and tara like ice your intention matters. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. He's saying you're intending to use it, so therefore it's a liquid. That's it. That's it. And then you didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you could have 10 ice cubes and a tiny drop of whiskey.
So yeah, but so what? It's a liquid. You intended to use it as a. You know that it's gonna. You put it in the freezer, so knowing that you're gonna put it into your drink and then it's gonna melt and keep your drink cold.
So it's only in your head.
I think so. I think that's what we're saying. For tum and tara, all this also is only because the Dovev Meisharim equated tum and tara and putting something in the freezer, and because tum and tara is all in your intention when you're putting it into the freezer, then yeah. Not everybody's necessarily going to agree with that definition of nolad being changing the status, the susceptibility of for tum and tara. And the Bezalel Chacham even tells us what I find to be very fascinating. He says, in the Dovev Meisharim's case, where the Dovev Meisharim said everybody would say that it's usur, what was going on there? You weren't drinking the ice cubes. You were putting them, they were, this is well before, you know, I guess ice boxes or whatever the case may be. You were not putting it into your drink. You were getting ice to keep your food cold. There, in that case, you had no intention of the ice melting. Your entire intention was that the ice would stay in its solid state for as long as possible to keep your food cold. So he suggests, even, and we're going to see that one of the other Chuvis here suggests the same thing, is that the reason the Dove he's saying, not only does the Sefer Truma agree with me, even the Dove Meisharim, who said everybody agrees that you can't put water to make ice cubes, is only saying that in a case where you're using your ice cubes to keep your food cold. But if you're using your ice cubes in your drink, according to the Bezalel Chachma, everybody would say you could put it into your freezer to freeze to put it into your drink.
Well, an ice box doesn't make ice.
You put ice in it. So that was the case. That was the case. Was they were getting the ice to put it into their ice box to keep their food cold.
Right.
It wasn't that they were getting ice to put it into their drinks.
Right.
So the Bezalel Chachma says that's a very important distinction. Based on this, and this is where those ice packs that I mentioned before it occurred to me. Based on this distinction, it's very possible that the Bezalel Chachma would agree you can't put your ice pack back into the. I'm not posking this, and I didn't see anybody talk about an ice pack, so this is going to be something that somebody is going to have to ask, and there's going to have to be another tshuva on. But just I was just thinking, based on this, it might be difficult to put your ice pack into the freezer, because the ice pack is not, when you put it in, you dafka want it to be frozen when you put it in, and now you're probably changing the status from a liquid, because in your mind you want it to be frozen, it's going from a liquid to a solid, to an ice cube. Okay. Next. Everybody okay? Okay. The Tzitz Eliezer in source 7. So Tzitz Eliezer was born in Yerushalayim in 1915. He was Nifter in 2006. He was a Dayan, very, very, very prominent Dayan. He was the Rav Eliezer Waldenberg. He was the posek in Shaarei Chesed for a long, long time. So a lot of his tshuvas have to do with medical issues, because he posked all the medical issues for the hospital. So, he says, in the beginning, he says, he first points out that for the Rambam, no problem, schita, if they issue schita, then nothing wrong with freezing. But then he also has this svara where he says, even the Sefer HaTruma, who says you can't melt it, would agree that you can freeze the water. So if we flip the page for a second... Yeah, we're on to page 3 now. He says, he quotes one of the other Achronim, where he says that if we take a look back at the Sefer Truma, The Sefer HaTruma said you cannot put the congealed gravy or fat or whatever it is close to the fire, because then it's going to melt and you're going to be changing it from a solid to a liquid. Mm-hmm. He says, what do you see from there? There's a very important detail there. The whole point is that you put it close enough to the fire, not that it's going to cook, but that the heat is going to help you melt it. But if you kind of just put it out and leave it anywhere, mm-hmm. even the Sefer HaTruma would agree that that's okay, that there would be no problem with that. Again, this is similar to what we saw before. If it's so far removed, then even the Baal HaTruma would agree that it's okay. And he says, there, based on this, in the third paragraph down, Imken yodze lefizad de benidon she'elatenu bilahakbi, I underline this part, bilahakbi bimekarir kule alma modim de mutter hadavar. Everybody would agree that it's mutter. De hare hakpa lo midchila behekle lavo miyad imanatino tocha mekarir. Because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen immediately. All you're doing is, so maybe this is what you were saying, Gary. He says it takes a long time to recognize that it's going to freeze. I don't know if that means you're going to see it or that it's going to start freezing. Therefore, you're not causing it. It's not like you're putting it near the fire that the fat's going to melt. It's like taking congealed fat and putting it very far from the fire, just putting it on your counter anywhere. He said, "Lifi hapanim iros." This is all according to the panim iros understanding of the Sefer HaTruma, which he's gonna similar to the Rush's understanding, but fine. Now skip the next paragraph again to the next to the paragraph that has an underline in it. Ulfiza and the Tzitzit Lezer is also gonna tell us. Skipping to the underlying part, demoli lohave ele bemoli davar shel kayama. He says it could very well be that when you create something, it only is considered to be creating of something shel kayama, something that's going to last. Lo b'mala davar she'eno shel kayama, not something that's not going to last. And why is an ice cube not going to last? Because you're going to take it out of your freezer and put it into your drink and it's going to melt. He says molid could only be something that you're changing it to something that's a state that's going to last. Like, for example, I guess we're not considering evaporation, but when you take the snow or the ice and you crush it into water, the water could sit there almost forever, for weeks, whatever the case may be, the water's going to sit there. If you take the ice cube, you turn the water into the ice cube, and then he would have to say remove all external elements, i.e. take it out of the freezer, it's not going to stay as an ice cube, it's going to melt. And that's the whole point, that can't be molded. Something can't be molded if it's only in a temporary state. The ice cube is a temporary state, it can't be molded. So says the Tzitz Eliezer. Another reason why it would be totally okay to put it into the freezer. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa had what I thought was a bit of a similar svara, where he says if the change makes something worse, then he doesn't think that to be molid. And for him, turning a water is better than ice. So turning it from a water into the ice is a change like griuta, he says. It's a change to make something worse, then can't be molded. Molded will only be an improved change, not a change that makes something worse. And he proves it also from a few other cases. He proves it from something actually that we saw a few weeks ago. Let's say there's something that we don't have, that we know for sure nobody ever drinks the juice of it. Right? So it would be mutter to squeeze it, right? We said nowadays that's almost impossible. Nobody ever drinks the juice from that object. It would be mutter to squeeze the juice out. So he says, how come that's not nolad? Right? Didn't you just create juice? You just created juice, and the Gemara said that it was mutter. So he says, based on what he says there, he says it's because it's a fruit that's not for juice. You made it worse by taking the juice out, and that's why it's not nolad, because you took the good fruit and you squeezed it to get juice out of a fruit that you don't drink the juice from. When you went down, you made a change for the worse, that's why it's not nolad. So he says, so too here. The ice cubes, he thinks it's a change for the worse, it can't be nolad. You can't be molad, you can't be chayav for the, it can't be usur if you change it for the worse. So another svara for why it would be okay. So we're running out of time here. We're gonna do this. Even there's a few other svaras. A few other svarot, and then we're gonna see our conclusion. So we'll have to, something that I should point out is some of the posting talk about bona, building. When you you freeze something, possibly building it. Everybody that I saw raised it and rejected it. Mm-hmm. Although some of the poskim do, we're gonna, when we get to Bona, we'll have to do some more research to find to see there are some poskim. The Shmir Shabbos raises it and rejects it. Rabbi Ida raised it and rejected it. In this tshuva that we're not going to do here from Rav Osner, he raises it and he rejects it. He thinks that there's only possibly a molid problem. And even to that, he says he thinks the Sefer HaTrumah would agree that because, again, these Achronim are all saying similar things because it takes a long time to freeze. You didn't do anything directly. It's very indirect. He thinks that it's okay. In Source 9, the Shu'at Mishnah Halachos of Menashe Klein, who was he was Nifter in 2011. He was a very, very prominent Hasidic Rebbe. He survived the Holocaust. He was in Auschwitz. He was in Buchenwald. He then afterwards went to, I believe, New York and built a lot of institutions there. Then he came to Israel later on. He also thinks that everybody would agree. He also thinks everybody would agree that it's mutter to make ice cubes. Because also, the svar that we've had, they're just going to go back and melt again. You're not changing anything. You're going to be using it. But then he tells us, and now we're going to get into our halacha l'maisa for the last 10-ish minutes, 5 to 10 minutes of this year. He says, but because the Dove of Meksharim already said it's usher, right, up till now, let's do a review. Up till now, we had almost everybody say that it was mutter, right? Almost everybody says it's mutter to make ice cubes on Shabbos. All the svaras that we had said it's mutter. Most of them even said even the Dovev Meisharim himself would allow you, and he only doesn't allow you when you're using it for your food or something like that. But now the Mishnah Halacha says, but because the Dovev Meisharim said that it was usur, that's what we're going to have to, at least lechatchila, we're going to have to say better to not make ice cubes unless you really need to, because he said that it was usur. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a lot of very strong reasons why it would be mutter. Then he says, but then in the footnote that, where they're quoting, he says, but because Kfar Hora Zakein, that because the Tovei Meisharim already poskined it, we have to at least be concerned for his opinion. What I was wondering, and I don't think that there's an answer to this question, is why, and a few of the other Achronim say this too, is why does everybody say Kvar Hora Zakein, that the Dovei Meisharim already said that it was Usur, if we saw that the Maharshag, who lived at the very same time, said that it was Mutter? That's what I, and I don't think anybody that we quoted from here is alive to ask them why they say, I think it's Mutter, but because the Dovei Meisharim said it's Usur, at least we should say that ideally don't make ice cubes on Shabbos unless you need to, if there's somebody else at the same time as the initial tshuva who himself said that it was Mutter, that I'm not sure about. Okay, so now, the halacha, and then two final points that are also very important to know. Halacha, Rabbi Ribiad, source 10. There's some disagreement among poskim as to whether one is permitted to make a tray of ice cubes or fruit ices on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Here, includes fruit ices, Avram. Some regard this as a form of molid, which is forbidden on Shabbos. However, some prominent poskim permit making ice cubes if an important need arises. So I think that Rabbi Ribiad understates this a bit, and I think that almost all poskim say that you could do it if a need arises. It's not just some. And this is, in fact, how Rabbi Ider quotes it here. Rabbi Ider says, placing water into a freezer to make ice cubes is questionable. However, in the case of a necessity, one may rely on the view of those who permit it. He quotes from Moshe Feinstein, who saw no problem with putting ice cubes into water into the freezer. Right? Again, a lot of postgame are saying, absolutely no problem. But because we're going to try to balance it with some of the original postgame who talked about this, saying that it's a problem, we're going to say, ideally, don't do it. But if there's a tzorech, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos quotes this as well. He says, Tov lehimana milatet mayim letoch taha akvash al mekarach hashmali al menat lohovchem lekubiot kerach. Again, his language isn't that it's us. So he says it's better to refrain from putting water into the freezer. Elim kin yish tzorach gadol v'chach, unless you have a reason. And in that footnote, he quotes all the reasons why Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter, but that because the Dovei Meisharim already said it's us, so he doesn't want to just paskin against him entirely. So better to not do it. Fine.
If you do it already, you have to be able to use it on Shabbat. You have to be certain of that.
I don't think you have to be.
You don't have to be certain.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna respond to that. There's two possible conclusions from Rashir. Conclusion one. First of all, for Svardim, it's always gonna be mutter. Okay. So now, for Ashkenazim, two possible conclusions. One is that it's mutter, because the svaras and the logic all line up that it's totally mutter, in which case, you can use it, who cares when you use it. According to the other svaras, that
what's
the
tzoruch then?
So fine, no. The tzoruch is only in the second svara. Second svara is if we assume that it might not be 100% mutter, and that we only allow you to do it if there's a tzoruch, then, yeah, then you should try to use it for Shabbos, yeah. You don't have to count, say, I usually like two ice cubes in each glass, and I'm going to have four glasses the rest of the day, therefore I should make eight ice cubes. If you need ice cubes, all right, I guess this may be more of a sheer issue. Yeah, if you need the ice cubes, make the ice cubes. Yeah, that's why. But if you need five ice cubes, don't make three trays. Don't make three trays, but make what you think. Try to guess. Yeah, we said this we've said this a few times in various things where shiurim come up, where the amount comes up. Be whatever. So this bore, be reasonable, right? That's the.
Otherwise, you're making something on Shabbos for every day. Yeah.
For Hachana, right? That's what some of the poets. That's what I think Rosh Hashanah quotes that. He says, of course, we're talking about for Shabbos, because otherwise it would be after Shabbos, which could be a problem. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I want to just do two other things now in our 1 minute or so left. Two other things that are very important. The Orach HaShabbos here quotes in source level, we won't do this inside. He quotes from the Shmir HaShabbos that if you put it into your freezer right before Shabbos, nothing to ever worry about. Because that, he says, is so far removed from any sort of act that you would do on Shabbos. And because already we're balancing, right, he thinks it's mutter, but he doesn't want to go against the Dogen Yishami, he says it's also. So before Shabbos, you can put it in a minute before Shabbos, and there would never be any concern L'chulei Alma. You can put 10,000 ice cubes into your fridge before Shabbos, and they're all going to freeze on Shabbos, and you're going to use most of them after Shabbos, but that would not be a problem, because your action was before Shabbos, and this is, again, the freezer so far removed. The other thing, and I think that this is also a very, very interesting thing, is that the Tshuva Az Nidbaru, Rav Binyamin Zilber, who himself was, he passed away about seven, eight years ago, the Tshuva to him was, can you take something and put it into the freezer so that it gets cold, but take it out before it freezes?
Oh,
right? You have a drink, you want cold, you're going to put it into the freezer for an hour, it's not going to freeze, it's going to get cold. Like anything. Yeah. Okay, can you do that? The question to Rav Zilber. So the questioner quoted a lot of the svara, so he gives a bit of a shorter answer to this question. But he also, now this is great chazara for us, we said that you cannot put something on the fire just to get a little bit hot, because of a concern that if you forget it there, you're going to end up cooking it.
Yes, that's right.
So the question is, well, is this the same thing? Can you put something into the freezer to get a little bit, assuming that you can't freeze it in the first place, can you put it into the freezer even for it to just to get a little bit cold? Because, you know, if you forget it, then it's going to end up freezing. So he responds to this tshuva. He says, Yanti b'tshuvaso madimasik you can do it. It's not similar to cooking, that if you forget it there, it's going to be bishul deraisa. That's the dovei mecharim. Even if we follow that it's usher to freeze, ein baze iser deraisa. He says, here there's already no iser deraisa. The worst case scenario is, you might come to be over in Isser Darabon. He says, we don't have to be so, I think probably because, again, balancing all these issues, it's probably likely that it's mutter anyway. He says, we don't have to be so crazy. We don't have to be so crazy to not allow you to do this. So Rav Zilber says in the Az Nidbaru that you could, in fact, put something in the freezer to chill it. No problem at all. L'chulei alma. Everybody says you could put something into the freezer. So again, now l'maskana, our maskana is really going to be, unless we ask a different posek, a local posek, or somebody here says differently, the maskana really is, we're just about done. The maskana really is like the Shmir Shabbos. Better to avoid making ice cubes. There's a very strong reason to allow it, but because already some of the earlier poskim said not to, better to avoid it. And if you have a need, nothing wrong, you can make ice cubes on Shabbos. If there's a tzorech for it, you can make the ice cubes. Maybe better in general, somebody quoted, you know, it's good to prepare for Shabbos, right? Try to prepare in advance, so you might not have to, but if you run out of ice cubes, and you like to put ice cubes in your drink, you can in fact make them on Shabbos. If you're Ashkenaz, if you're Sephardi, you could always make ice cubes no matter what. And it could even be that it's Mutter Lagamri, but we're not, at least as of yet, the poskim that I'm aware of are not willing to go that far, though it also wouldn't surprise me if some of the poskim or other poskim say it's 100% mutter based on all the strong reasons that we saw here. Okay. Questions? Any?